traditional 15-minute talks. Next, we got kind of a new wrinkle. 5-minute talks, rapid fire. I'll ask each speaker to introduce themselves and their topic. I'll stand up at 4 minutes. I'll lean on them a little bit at 5 minutes. All right. And we'll see if we can get this done. All right. So, Cameron, I'll let you start.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. So, switching gears a little bit, trying to get through a relatively simple story in 5 minutes. Asking the question, does biochar improve nitrogen use efficiency in maize? Specifically in Illinois, corn-soybean rotation would be a lengthier title. My name is Cameron Pilico. I'm an assistant professor of agronomy at the University of Illinois. So we know across the U.S. Midwest, some very ambitious nutrient loss reduction strategies have been developed. In Illinois, our target is pretty high, 15% reduction in nitrate by 2025, 45% reduction ultimately. One way of addressing nutrient loss issues is to improve fertilizer use efficiency. Here I'm using that term to mean getting the same yield at lower nutrient inputs. As many of you are probably aware, there's been quite a bit of hype around biochar in the popular press, in the literature over the past few years. Biochar, for a refresher, is just any biomass that's cooked at a relatively high temperature in the absence of oxygen, a process called pyrolysis. Specifically regarding nitrogen, biochar has been hypothesized to act as a slow-release fertilizer, so being able to absorb nitrogen early in the season and slowly release it over the season. However, I was pretty curious when I showed up in Illinois 2 years ago. I had not seen any field trials carried out kind of asking this question of how does biochar impact nitrogen dynamics in the field. So we conducted a 2-year study in Urbana, Illinois to look at this question. I'm going to present the results of that study for 2015 and 2016 today. Relatively simple setup. We had 8 treatments, randomized complete block design, 4 replications. Basically, we had a nitrogen trial with 4 treatments ranging from 0 to 269 kilograms of N per hectare with UAN as an N source, and we had that nitrogen trial with and without biochar. Biochar was applied at 10 megagrams per hectare. We were trying to maximize the contact between the biochar and the nitrogen application. So both of these materials were surface applied and then incorporated to a depth of 3 to 4 inches. So jumping right to the main message, the short answer is biochar did not influence yields or soil nitrogen availability in our study. Before getting into some of the results, I do want to highlight that no two biochars are alike. So it's very important to recognize the properties of the biochar we applied and how that may influence the results. I won't go into too many of the details other than to say this was a commercially sourced biochar, a yellow pine baked at 550 degrees C for 10 minutes. The rest of the values on the table, I don't really know how they influence these results, but it's important because there's so many contradictory results in the literature. After the fact, a lot of studies or a lot of efforts have been done to kind of group studies into categories and see how these properties influence outcomes. So most importantly, looking at yields, for all my figures here, the green data will be our UAN alone treatments. The gray data is the UAN plus biochar. Overall, we see at our specific nitrogen rates applied, as well as our general response functions here, really no difference in nitrogen response with biochar present. We did run statistics on all of this data. However, because there are no mean separations at any of the specific nitrogen rates, I've decided not to put a bunch of letters up there and keep things simple and keep the interpretation simple today. Looking at how much nitrogen was available to the crop, at least in the top 0 to 15 centimeters over the course of the growing season. I did neglect to mention our first figure. Everything's 2-year means, unless otherwise noted. Down here, this is just one example. This is soil nitrate for 2015. The dark, that's already 4 minutes?
That's right.
Oh my gosh. Dark lines are high nitrogen rate. Dashed lines are our control. Overall, instead of looking at specific points along the season, we're looking at cumulative N availability in our different treatments here. And again, no significant differences within within a nitrogen rate. Obviously, we see higher nitrogen rates have more N availability, but that was not influenced by biochar. So, to summarize, in our study, biochar did not influence yields, soil nitrogen availability, or agronomic N use efficiency. Another way of expressing nitrogen response, kilogram of yield increase beyond the control divided by N inputs. Again, similar values there. So, as many of you probably would have guessed, soil fertility folks in the room, biochar does not appear to be a silver bullet in the short term for reducing nitrogen requirements for maize or nitrate losses in Illinois production systems.
Your time's up.
All right. With that, thank you.